Good morning. Thursday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, let's start with Trump and Assange, an unlikely pair, so hacking doubts. Mr. Trump used comments by Julian Assange, says the New York Times, the WikiLeaks founder, long reviled by many Republicans, to buttress his questioning of the conclusion that Russia was at fault. Is this the information Trump knew that we didn't?
I'm sure that's what he's going to claim. Look, John McCain, Lindsey Graham are about to become two unlikely heroes. They're about to hold hearings on this. And I think those hearings, which are going to bring up a number of intelligence people to Capitol Hill, who are, I believe, united in the idea that Russia did get involved and did do it in order to fix the election. If this turns out to be true, this is going to be historic in the way in which we view the Congress and its role as the different branch of government. Up until now, I think everybody had assumed that the Republicans in the House and Senate would go along with whatever the president wanted, the president-elect. And in fact, that's what it looks like, especially in the House of Representatives. You don't find Republicans going after a president of their own party. Nevertheless, if in fact the Senate Republican intelligence committees and others find out that this is true, and can make this stick with the American people and come up with proof that we really haven't had in the past. And then if we have Mr. McCain leading the charge along with Lindsey Graham and some others, this could be the undoing of the Trump presidency. I don't think it will, but I do think that McCain is really angry about what's going on and is willing to put everything he's got on the line. Perhaps there'll be a decision by the incoming president that he maybe made a mistake in talking about McCain's service and his capture during the Vietnam War. As for Assange, the Republicans have always hated him. And now it does appear that he has a relationship with the Russians. He denies it, but it does appear that way. It looked for a while that this guy was going to deserve a medal. Now it turns out, if what is being alleged is true, that perhaps he was letting out information that the Russians wanted out there. And that is going to be something that has to be investigated also.
Let's stick with John McCain. Asked whether he could support Rex Tillerson's nomination to be Secretary of State, Senator McCain told reporters, sure, there's also a realistic scenario that pigs fly.
That's pretty funny. They ask him questions and he answers with simple answers like the one you just recited, or they ask him something else and he'll say, nope. So this is going to get interesting. And let me say that I lived through the Watergate hearing and I saw some very unlikely people become national heroes because they would not buckle under to a president. And when you get people like Peter Rodino, who was, of course, a Democrat in the House during that time, Sam Ervin and so many others, it really is a time when people will distinguish themselves. And if they do it right and fairly, they'll go down in the history books as heroes.
The Affordable Health Care Act. President Obama yesterday huddling with Democrats in a final effort to forge a strategy to salvage it. At the same time, President-elect Donald Trump was warning Republicans to let Mr. Obama's imperiled program, quote, fall of its own weight. The New York Times editorializes, Republicans are courting disaster on health care.
Well, they are. Look, they are intent on doing it because they ran a whole campaign around it. How they do it and what they're going to do. Are they going to really eliminate 20 million people from getting health care when your hospitals and many Republicans and others think that this is the best deal we could have had in the United States? And when they're talking about going after Medicaid, of course, a program for the poor, the elderly, and those people who have been handicapped, or Medicare even, which many of us swear by is the great salvation of the American people and working class. If they do that, they are going to really make a point with the people who didn't get out and vote. Maybe we should have.
Finally, newly minted U.S. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is promising to block one of Trump's first big initiatives, naming a ninth member to the Supreme Court.
Well, good for him. The Republicans were outrageous. The Constitution's quite clear. There was plenty of time. Obama made a very good pick in Merrick Garland. It was something that should have been supported. It wasn't. They didn't give a hearing. They didn't say up or down. The first thing they yell when they have a controversial pick is vote up or down, give the American people their chance. Well, they didn't do that. Now, you roll over and say, okay, Mr. President, whatever you want, you guys did this, and now we're going to just say, okay, it didn't matter, we're going to be grown-ups and we're going to be good about it. Or do you really kick them in the shins and say, hey, if you do that, you have upset the way in which this Constitution was supposed to work, and we're not going to go along with it. Good for Chuck.